Hey everybody, I just had a colonoscopy. Don't I look pretty? You want to see my butt?
Yeah, just got back from my fun colonoscopy, and I feel great. I mean, these days, the anesthesia is a little different after medical procedures. You don't feel as high for the rest of the day. Why, I remember when...
Hey, everybody. It's Todd Yeager here, and I've just finished my balloon sinusplasty procedure. And it cleared out my sinuses. And here's some lovely bloody Kleenex for proof. And it was really easy. I didn't feel a thing. Well, the stuff they put me on, obviously, I didn't feel a thing. And so I'm just looking lovely and feeling great. And thank you for sharing this with me. I don't know what I'm talking about right now. So I'm going to get something to eat soon. And thank you very much for all your support and your kindness. And send me money if you want. Thank you very much, and I'm sure you'll see some more nude stuff from me very soon. I love you all. Well, not all of you, and you know who you are. So, this is Todd Yeager signing off. I'm going to get something to eat, well, in about 45 minutes, because I don't want to be throwing up all over the place. But we're going to do the hometown buttfuck. That's what I call hometown buffet. Oh, shit the bed. I'll tell you, I'm just having a good time.
Well, according to my Grizzly Adams clock, it's time for the Todd Sampler with yours truly, Todd Quality Yeager. My beard, which can sense the intentions of men. My t-shirt, which is, whoa, scarecrows. And don't forget, inside my Grizzly Adams lunchbox, why, it's Cheesecake Man, cheesecake. Good stuff, Maynard. Why, hello, Grizzly. Oh, yes. Today, I'm here to talk about Hayride to Hell. Hayride to Hell is directed by Dan Lance, and it stars the wonderfully bearded Bill Moseley as the sexy farmer Sam. I mean, at this time, he's like 72. Damn, he looks good. I thought he was about my age. I was born in 1963. You figure it out. It also stars the always reliable Kane Hodder as the corrupt Sheriff Jubel. And folks, if you're good enough, after the credits, hang around. We'll play a Grizzly Adams board game. A small town farmer exacts his bloody revenge on some unscrupulous townfolk who try to steal his land. But is that all? Are some folks psychos or well-intentioned? Who's what? There's some black market organs and much, much more. Sounds scary. You know what else is scary? My birth photo. I know, right? Looks like it could be a horror movie poster. Now, Farmer Sam has an annual haunted hayride. It's beloved by the townsfolk, except the group of Karens and Dicks. They make up the town council and such. They're awful. Now, speaking of haunted attractions and haunted hayrides, this takes me back to going to Coffin Creek, a wonderful setup of haunted mazes and a haunted hayride. It's out here in Eastvale, California, which is near Corona. Ah, good times. Now, I wonder if Highway to Hayride, Hayride to Hell? Wait. Hayride to Hell. There has to be a relation in there somewhere. Now, I wonder if Hayride to Hell was shot in the fall or winter in Pennsylvania, because during the night scenes, you can actually see the actor's breaths, because there's more than one breath. And it just gives you that chillier feeling, makes it more authentic, not CGI breath. Later in the film, however, during the Shower of Doom scene, where Farmer Sam takes the Despicable Ones on a special little hayride, the misting looks a little too CGI, and it's a minor complaint, but I happen to notice these things, you know. That is a little bit scary, but you know what else is scary? Me doing interpretive dance back in 1986. Oh, I thought I was going to dance a little longer there. You caught me taking a little break enjoying my Life and Times of Grizzly Adams Viewmaster reels. Tell you what else is spooky is when I have to go somewhere and I take my charger cord and my headphones with me, you know, put them in my bag, and then later you pull them out and you get aside from Bill and Kane, the actors are not as well known. For me, that is a plus, because then I can get invested in the story and stop thinking things like, oh, that's Tom Cruise through the whole thing. Although, he's not in this movie. Thank goodness. So, they all seemed like regular folk, not too pretty. Like, in Thanksgiving, that one. Everybody's so damn pretty. What town is like that, for Christ's sakes? But the town council, the sheriff, of course they're corrupt. You got to have that in the plot. You have your power couple, Karen and Dick. And an assorted bag of dicks with different names. With this usual expression. But you get the good folks too, like the paramedics. Yes, Bill's in that photo too. Can't get enough of that beard. And of course, you have the other ragtag Farmer Sam team. I had some questions. Like, I was irritated at first that Farmer Sam didn't say anything to anybody, that he was tased, and one of the characters was not protected during the Shower of Doom scene that I thought would be, and that had me going, huh? But, you know, all these little details, they're answered later on. So, good on the filmmakers for that one. Now, of course you're saying, hey, Todd, show us the other films that you feel are related in this universe.
Yeah. Come on, Uncle Leo.
They call me Uncle Leo. That was my character in Toilet Zombie Baby Strikes Back. You do have your haunted attraction films like Haunted, which was so much better than I ever expected, the All Right Fear Farm, and the cube-like Escape the Field. Then you move on into the realm of cornfields and scary stuff, not the same as Hayride to Hell, but you know, scarecrows. Whoa. That's right, kids. The amazing classic Dark Knight of the Scarecrow. Its sequel, Dark Knight of the Scarecrow 2, which is all right. The cheesy Italian Scarecrowed. And then moving into more dramatic realm, but still strange. The Overlooked, The Hollow One. I really like this one. And loved American Fable. You get back into the, say, haunted barn stuff or whatever with The Barn. And, well, The Barn 2, which was all right. But, you know, they had to go the boob route, I guess, to appease Joe Bob. Then you're saying, well, Todd, what about the obvious? Yeah, 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 Children of the Corn, blah, blah, blah. Ben, run, pick a tree or something. Get out of the way. Just enjoying my Life and Times of Grizzly Adams novel. You know, I've had my own experience with some really strange haunted mazes. Why, I remember when... Oh, I forgot to mention Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Of course, and what? Look what magically appeared. One that I forgot to mention in my review during 1031 Part 3, Hellions. This one is super fucking creepy. Yeah. Now, Highway to Heaven. Highway to... Okay. Hey, Ride to Hell. That's it. Hey, Ride to Hell. Yeah, that's right. It's not very graphic for most of the film until much later. But that initial part kind of gave me a 1970s feel, the way the story was executed. And I really enjoyed that. If gory kills are mainly what you need, That's kind of sad, because if the storytelling is fun enough, don't worry about all the gore porn. If you have to have that, then just go watch Terrifier and Terrifier 2 again. See, my words are blurry. Just go watch those again to satiate your need for redundancy. Haywire to Hayride to Hell has fun end credits. It's you got to stick through them. There's just so much to enjoy. And the score for the entire film, love that little bit of banjo going on. Good stuff. Hayride to Hell. Fun. It may not be considered a classic by some of y'all out there. You know, you may not watch it as others that you'll watch over and over. But, hey, worth a watch. I enjoyed it. Sexy beard, Bill Moseley. I'm telling you, keep that fucking beard. And what can I tell you? You have been watching The Todd Sampler for Without Your Head. I am Todd Quality Yeager. Beard, goddammit. The always reliable Cheesecake Man. Cheesecake. Hey, thanks for watching. And no, I won't subject you to my butt, but I will do this. That's one of my signatures. Bye, everybody. And then, shit. So,
ta-da, thank you, and, I guess that's it. Thank you.